This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Yes, yes, yes. Live from the Balance of Nature Studios. Kevin McCullough, if you missed hour one, go get the podcast. David Fisher was perfect tonight, talking about the economy and some of the stuff we need to be on the lookout for. And it's such an honor to kick off hour number two. We do this fun little thing called the Ladies Lounge, and it was really designed to be, when I was doing late night Monday through Friday radio, to be a kind of a nightly check-in with the brilliant women of media. And it was such a popular thing that when we redesigned the Saturday night lineup, because it used to be a very different show, we had a full-time celebrity actor co-host, and he's since moved on to bigger and better, and we just changed a lot about the show. So I thought, you know, I'm going to bring the Ladies Lounge over from the Monday through Friday show, and I'm so glad that I did, because what it does is it allows us to get to know these really brilliant women in media, the voices, the things they have to say that I think need to have a little bit more of an echo and a bigger reverberation across the country. And so tonight is no exception. I do believe it is her first official time in the Ladies Lounge. She's been actually on the show as a reporter a couple of times covering stories, but tonight we get to know her a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and please welcome Amanda, call her Mandy, Mayfield from the DC Examiner. Hey, Amanda, glad you're with us. Thanks for coming on by.
Hey, Kevin. Glad to be here. It's an honor.
Listen, when we talk about women in media, you're one of the youngest ones that we've had on the broadcast. And I'm just curious, what's the landscape in the job market where you exist? And your field is changing. Your title isn't reporter or editor. You're social media producer for a daily newspaper out of Washington, D.C. But what does the job market look like for young reporters that are, female in nature and trying to make a living these days?
I mean, gender aside, the job market in Washington, D.C., if you want to be a political reporter, is out of this world. It's so competitive. I moved here... and I was here for about 5 or 6 months from California before I was able to finally lock down a job, and I was persistently trying. But there are, my majority of my team is female, and a lot of social media producers that I meet at other, like, for instance, The Hill, the Federalist, different places, are majority female. Like, my entire team is actually female, which I think is interesting.
Why do you think that's the case? Is it the lack of the male-female ratio in college and graduate school now, or what do you attribute it to?
I don't know exactly. I think coming from more conservative media, I would, like, coming from a conservative college as well, there's definitely a higher ratio of females there, like, significantly. So I think that I would say in more conservative media, there are, at least in my office, are more women, or the younger people coming in are women. And I don't know. I think social media is a lot. I don't know. I think the attention to detail is something that's really, really important. So
you can go ahead and say it. You can say it. Women are better at details than guys are. We're not in a politically correct zone here. Feel free to just shoot from the hip.
So when you're sending 1,000 tweets a day, that's something that they miss, is little messes up here. You put a single quote instead of a double. You know, just kind of little mishaps. So I think the attention to detail is so important when you're doing social media, because you're reading a couple hundred articles a day, you're tweeting them out, you're reframing them. Generally women are better, I think, at attention to detail. So that is something, but I would say, yeah, I think it's really competitive. You know, I've honestly never experienced, I think probably because of the time I entered in, which is just 1 year ago, I am the youngest person in my entire office right now. But I never felt like I'm disadvantaged at getting a job because I'm a woman. I've never felt like that.
That's
so
good. I mean, I actually, yeah, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to ask, because I think, you know, there's so many narratives that are being told through the media, and I don't know if the Examiner considers itself to be a conservative or center-right publication. I kind of long for the day, Mandy, when, you know, back in the olden times, when they barely had printing presses, you know, the papers were the Cleveland Democrat and the Pennsylvania Republican, and it was so simple because you just understood what that editorial board, the position they were coming from, that when we started going under this kind of ruse of everything being, you know, objective, which I don't think anybody truly can be, and I don't mind lack of objectivity. What I want to know is what biases do you have so that I can judge whether or not, you know, I'm getting the truth through what you're saying or not. And if I know what your bias is inclined toward, then I feel like it's a fair fight. Like, if I read the New York Times, I know where they're going to land on most things. You know, it doesn't bother me. I now can read that with a certain degree of a grid, but I don't know. Do you think it's possible to have truly objective, truly non-opinion journalism happen? I mean, with 100% pure purity?
You know, I think that it is something that a goal that you can continue to strive for. I think as far as breaking news goes, you should try as hard as you can to make it objective and let the people interpret as they will and let everyone make their own decision. I in my mind, what I compare it to is kind of like biblical, where you can never be perfect and you can never be completely clear of all sin, but that's a goal that you continue to strive for.
Ah, that's a good idea.
So in my own career, like, I continue to strive, especially right now, because I do only breaking news. I don't write any opinion right now. I strive to be as objective as possible, and I think that's, like, a goal you can continue to work towards. But that's the same. Like, I agree that it is impossible. No matter what, if I'm sitting in a different seat than someone else and I watch a class take place and a speaker, I listen to them, I'm going to tell the story differently because I'm sitting in the left corner than someone who's sitting in the right corner just because of placement. So it is impossible, but I think you can continue to strive for it. And it depends on what kind of reporter you want to be. I think, you know, we're seeing a new wave of reporters come up where objectivity is not really a goal for them anymore.
Yeah.
And that's probably because of, like, the divisive nature of politics right now.
Well, and I think you're right. And I think that that drives a lot. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I don't consider myself to be a hardcore breaking news or even objective journalist. But I do write editorials. I do host talk radio. And my Monday through Friday show centers on breaking news. We're trying to cover the top stories of each day in a way that gives people instant analysis of what's going on and kind of what it means and why it matters. But it's interesting to hear your viewpoint on that. And since especially you're so young in the industry, like, you're still fresh and wide-eyed and full of optimism, and you've got all that that positivity working in your favor. Hey, I told you that we would kind of play this little game. I don't know if we're going to have a chance to do it all the way through tonight, but I'd like to start doing this in the ladies' lounge, and it has to do with what you would put in a gig bag if you had to escape to a desert island for the rest of your life. If you were only allowed to pick three songs, one book that wasn't the Bible or Shakespeare, because a lot of people would say, oh, I'll take my Bible. And then a luxury item. What would your the three songs be?
Well, three songs. I like Pina Coladas by Jimmy Buffett. Absolutely. That song instantly puts me in a good mood. So I'm going to have
Days on
this Island.
How can it not?
Yeah. Days on this Island where it sucks. It will make me a little sad because I can't have a Pina Colada, but it'll put me in a good mood. I needed, I'll need a cry song for sure. You're going to have bad days as well.
Speaking of things that women, only women can do better than men.
So I'd have a John Mayer song in my bag.
Oh, which one?
Kind of evoke In Your Atmosphere. I don't know if you ever heard it.
He only recorded
it once live. So it's on one of his live tracks.
Okay.
But it's my favorite.
I'll go look it up.
And for irony, I'd have Stranded in the Jungle by the Cadets. It's kind of like an Alpha Bean Path song, but I would... Yeah, I think that would also just keep me going. I'd be able to laugh about it. But let's see. So what else do I get in my bag?
You get those three songs and then a book that's not Shakespeare or the Bible.
Ooh, F. Scott Fitzgerald. I would have, so obviously everyone loves Great Gatsby, but This Side of Paradise is my favorite book. It's very similar to The Great Gatsby, but I would have that in there. I've read it.
What is it about that story that speaks to you?
I think it's kind of the same thing that resonates in The Great Gatsby of, like, wanting something so bad it kind of overtakes your life, and I think that's what most people go through.
Yeah.
I like the book.
That'd be fun. Okay, real quickly, your luxury item. What's your luxury item?
My luxury item is going to be a toothbrush. Absolutely. It's rime that would build up on your teeth, and I have hope that one day I'm getting off the island and I'd like to have my teeth.
Yeah. Your legs may look like beards, but you're going to have clean teeth, so there you go.
Yeah, there's no one else there, man.
That's true. All right, Mandy, you're a good sport. We're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the day job. So the president made all kinds of noise in Alabama last night. You've written two things about it today, maybe more. I've just seen two so far, but what difference does it make? We'll get to that. Amanda Mayfield is my guest in the Ladies' Lounge tonight on Radio Night Live, live from New York City. Don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
What a little moonlight can do.
What a gorgeous shot. If you're just joining us on Biz TV or on the Facebook Live feed tonight, that is Lower Manhattan. That is one of my favorite shots, Nick, you've ever captured from our external cameras. What a gorgeous. It's Lower Manhattan. The World Trade Tower is lit up, and it's just phenomenal, just beautiful. It reminds me why I love this city so much. It's just one of the most amazing places on earth. Amanda Mayfield is the D.C. Examiner social media producer, and in doing so, she said she reads 1,000 tweets or produces 1,000 tweets a day and reads 200 articles. I thought I did a lot for show prep. I used to brag, Mandy, when I would tell people, yeah, I read 40 newspapers for my daily talk show. 200 articles? Are you kidding me?
Luckily, we have some like three-liner articles in there, some quick snips, not as hefty as the newspaper.
Well, I probably scan 500 to 600 headlines a day, but not everything obviously gets read. So I kind of have a feeling of what you're saying.
Similarly, I don't.
Talk radio was the original social media, right? Like we were the ones that originally started snooping on people and talking about it.
Uh huh. Now here I am.
Then the internet came along. That's right. All right. So first thing up, Donald Trump. And do we have the audio, Nick? Let's play this. This is Trump last night at the Alabama rally, and he said something about NFL protesters. Take a listen. No, don't have it. Okay, I thought we did. We're not cutting. Oh, it's trying. It's queuing. We can hear it. This is great radio, by the way. Guys, thumbs up or down? Do we got it? No. Okay, we're going down. Okay. So, Manny, for people that did not get to hear it, I have the transcript in front of me, and he said, "Wouldn't you love to see one of those NFL owners when somebody disrespects our flag, you'd say, 'Get that son of a bleep off the field.'" He didn't say bleep. "Right now. Out. He's fired." And what that turned into was enormous applause for the people that were there at the rally last night. My friend over at the Daily Caller, whose name's escaped me right now, it's Matt. I can't remember his last name. But I was reading through Twitter, and he goes, it was Rich Lowry at the National Review. That's who it was. He says, "This is typical Trump. Take an impulse feeling, ratchet it to volume 11 on a scale of 1 to 10, and watch the left lose their mind and the right cheer him out the gourd." This has been the top story all day today, Mandy. What do you make of it?
Yep. Oh, I mean, yeah, it's one, absolutely, it's typical Trump. For him to stay on script, which I think the UN speech this week was the first time I've ever watched him and thought he fully stayed on script this entire time. So yeah, for him to stay on script is not Trump. It's not him. It's not the person that the United States of America elected to
president. Right.
So yeah, it's not unusual for him to do this, but all hell broke loose because something that is America other than politics and the presidency is sports.
Yep.
Just like the entertainment industry, there are so many influential people that don't agree with Trump that are major league sports players. So, yeah, it's all hell broke loose. I think this morning it started with, well, obviously he was referencing Kaepernick in the 2016 when he kneeled down
Well, it's still going on. There's still guys doing it this year. Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, absolutely. And I think this after this, we'll continue to see it, most definitely.
Well, it's interesting. But it is interesting from this standpoint that, yes, all hell broke loose, but only amongst people that already disagreed with Trump about things. And I think that the impulse is an on-target one because nothing's more pro-American than football. And I think the majority of NFL fans have said, you know, I think they made up their mind a long time ago when Kaepernick was caught wearing socks that had the faces of pigs with police hats on them, that, you know, that we have no use for this. He's an averagely talented quarterback. The reason he didn't get picked up in the offseason is not because he couldn't have been somewhere on someone's roster. It's because nobody wanted to deal with the baggage of that stuff anymore.
Right. And Trump's opinion on this is also nothing new. It escapes me right now. I can't remember what coach it was, but I specifically remember last season when this was going on, there was a coach who gave a speech to his players and said, you know, when you're on that field, you're my player and you're my employee. And if you kneel down while the national anthem is going, I will fire you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Trump, they're not that original, not that he's the original, but it's not that original, this all hell breaking loose. And there are definitely a lot of players that firmly disagree. That's why they grab each other's hands now sometimes during the national anthem so that their players can't kneel.
Yeah.
They disagree with it. So,
well, and some owners have laid down that law. They've said no player of mine is going to be doing that. Now, Roger Goodell evidently responded. What did Roger Goodell say?
Roger Goodell called Trump's comments divisive and said he obviously doesn't support the NFL and doesn't want the best for the NFL. So he adamantly came out against Trump, but not till after more broke loose this morning with the NBA, Steph Curry saying he's not going to go to the White House, Trump uninviting him. And the NBA came out with a statement as well. So I think it was just kind of like a collective solidarity of sports. I think the son of a bee comment is a little much.
Oh, I'm not saying it's in good taste, but I think that the unfair criticism of this is that they're trying to turn this into a race-oriented thing. And
because that's what it all goes back to.
I think Trump's just like, look, I'm a business owner. You show up and you don't do my job, I have no use for you. Get out.
You are an employee, and the you're fired comment, you are. You're an employee, and his tweet today about they're making millions of dollars, and at the end of the day, they're faces for America. Absolutely. Other countries look at them, and they're a representative of the nation, as he is. So I think that's what Trump sees and thinks that it's inappropriate for you to kneel during the national anthem and disrespect the flag when you're making millions of dollars off a system here that's allowed you to make that much money.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. And when you have those kinds of financial resources, it's hard for us to think that you're really oppressed, especially when you're a poor social media producer for the DC Examiner and a struggling talk show host. Man, neither one of us are going to feel sorry for you.
Definitely not.
Mandy, let me ask you about this. The other big story yesterday was John McCain, and in just the final minute that we have, what's the buzz inside the Beltway about what's going to happen with Graham Cassidy, and will Obamacare essentially stand at the end of the day?
Oh man, you know, the buzz here, and I was in the newsroom when all hell broke loose. All of our healthcare reporters were there, and immediately they said it's dead. You know, there are a few people that absolutely, like they said, it most definitely will follow suit of McCain, and there's not enough votes when he turns against him. So I don't think that there's a lot of hope for Graham Cassidy at this point. There's a hearing on Monday where you'll get to hear more about what their proposal truly is. But I think the general consensus of D.C. right now is it's dead again. What are we're going to have to do something to make it work. We're going to have to make sure states can't cut.
That's going to be impossible to do, but we'll stay on top of it. And we'll be reading Mandy Mayfield in the D.C. Examiner to help know the very latest as she reports it. Mandy, it's a pleasure to have you tonight. Thanks for being here.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, 800-882-9935, 1-800-882-9935. I want to take your calls on this. We haven't been able to. Is Trump a racist because he called out the protesters in the NFL? That was the immediate label that not just one or two people on Twitter put out, but let me read you the long list of people that have spoken out about this. You've got Roger Goodell. We've already cited that. You've got unions.
that are slamming him. The Bills NFL team says they're emotional. Kaepernick's mom made a public statement today. LeBron calls him a bum and bashes him. The NAACP says that Steph Curry did the right thing by saying he's not going to visit the White House for the championship visit. Now the Warriors aren't going to visit at all because Trump revoked the invite all the way. The Tar Heels are also deciding not to go to the White House, and they won the NC2A championship. A Democrat has now called for all players to kneel. All players. So, and I want to know who this Dem is. Let's see if I can figure out who it is. Donna Edwards, a Democrat from Maryland. She's probably a House representative. Democratic rep from Maryland. So she's saying that the right thing to do now, because Trump said that these players that have these bad attitudes should be fired. Now this far leftist, Donna Edwards from Maryland, is saying that every player in the NFL now should kneel during the national anthem tomorrow. And you know that there's going to be some attention to this. Now, I read Soledad O'Brien's tweet this morning. She described Trump's comments in saying that the way you deal with these protesters is you call them out and you fire them. She likens his comments, she did, on her Trump, on her Twitter feed to a Klan rally, to which I tweeted back to her, "Did you attend many so you could compare notes?" She didn't answer. I'm shocked that I didn't get a response to that. But that's how. Is that insane? Is it the equivalent of going to a rally for the Ku Klux Klan for President Trump to say these players that are kneeling during the national anthem are a disgrace to the league, a disgrace to their nation, and a disgrace to their profession, and if they are causing ticket sales to go down, if they're bringing reprehension upon the league, then the owners would be right to say, "Get them out. You're fired. Out of here." Is that the same thing as going to a Ku Klux Klan rally? See, this is what I don't get. I don't understand it. That, like, if you just make an observation that now you're a racist just for making the observation. Now, I don't, by the way, Kaepernick didn't even feel this way 2 years ago. He started kneeling last season because he started dating a woman who directs Black Lives Matter for the San Francisco area, which is a fascist, society group that wants to injure police. They marched in demonstrations in places all over the country saying, death to the pigs, pigs in a blanket. Some of their activists have tried to and been successful in assassinating police officers. Remember the guy that shot and killed five police officers in Dallas, Texas? That guy was associated with Black Lives Matter. That was a Black Lives Matter demonstration that those cops were protecting when they were ambushed and assassinated. Now, just like I don't believe that everybody that was marching at that Black Lives Matter event wanted to see all those police officers dead, I do think that the guy that shot them wanted them dead. If that's the kind of people that Black Lives Matter is involved with, I don't know that Kaepernick, selfish millionaire who, made lots of money as a player, is really the textbook example for oppression. So Trump's not supposed to mention it when he speaks. Is that the way it works? 888-340-3373. I want to take your calls the rest of the way. 888-340-3373. Now, we've got limited time, and I want to get as many calls in as possible. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. If you leave a comment on the Facebook Live, I may be able to work that in as well. All right, coming back, take your opinions as we continue. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, live from New York.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
888-676. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us and part of tonight's broadcast being brought to you by the good people at MyPillow.com. If you go tonight to MyPillow.com and you use my promo code KMC, you will get 50% off everything on the website. Everything on the website, 50% off. Now, they have the full MyPillow bed. I don't know what it is full price, but chop it in half. That's what you get if you use my promo code KMC. You want to get 500 pillows for the cost of 250 pillows or four pillows for the price of two? You'll get that if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KMC. Everything they've got, the pet beds, the bed toppers, the pillow that will guarantee you the best night's sleep of your life every night that you use it, half price if you use promo code KMC. You can also call and use the promo code and get that savings as well. 1-800-506-2641 is that number. 1-800-506-2641. Up to 50% off everything in their inventory. 1-800-506-2641. Been thinking about trying the MyPillow? Try it tonight. 50% off everything in the store. 1-800-506-2641. Somebody said last week, I'm looking, anybody know where I get a good bed? I'm like, the best bed on the universe, in the universe is the MyPillow bed. You got to get it. And I told them, hey, use my promo code. You're going to get 50% off. They did. They bought two pillows. They bought the bed. They bought everything. And they were like, Kev, thank you so much. It makes a difference, friends. 1-800-506-2641. All right, we're talking about President Trump. Did we get the audio? Do we have the audio? Is the audio available from Mr. Trump now? Okay, let's take a listen to this here. This is Trump last night in Alabama talking about the NFL protesters.
Right. See one of these NFL owners when somebody disrespects our flag to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired.
All right. So he says, fire him. Why put up with that? When they disrespect the country and they disrespect the sport and they disrespect their employers. I said this at the beginning of the show. Those players have a fiduciary responsibility to help the NFL look good. It's their job. They are a marketing tool for the NFL. Now, you may not like that, but that's what they signed up for. It's their job to make the NFL look good. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. All right, let's go to Gino, line one. Gino, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
In 1968, I don't know if you can remember this. I think you weren't even born yet. But I remember there were two track athletes who won a gold medal and a silver medal, respectively. When they got up on the podium, they gave the Black Power salute, and they bowed their heads. And from that moment on, sports athletes, but most especially black athletes, have felt that they got the right to say and do whatever they want because they are gold medal winners or because they can catch touchdowns or hit home runs. When you have your First Amendment right, you have your right to say and do what you want, but not on my time. If I'm paying you to go and play a kid's game, and I'm paying you $5, $10, or $15 million a year to play that child's game, and I want you to entertain the fans, I got every right as an NFL owner and as the commissioner, who apparently is a weaselly, measle-mouthed Nimrod, to say, you do that on your time. You can do off the field, say and do what you want,
right,
protest all you want, but when you're on my time, I'm paying you,
right,
and when you make me lose fans, or the fans aren't buying my merchandise, you're losing money at the same time.
It's an antitrust, Gino,
by doing that.
It's an antitrust action. They are going into the factory where the widgets are being made, and instead of manning their station, pumping out the widgets, they're going over to the conveyor belt and throwing the widgets off the belt. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, we as the fans have the power to get even, to boycott if necessary. The ratings are already down, so there's nothing that can stop us from exercising our First Amendment rights.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Gino, good call.
Stupid, let them be stupid.
I appreciate the call. Good stuff. You know, and he's right. And not only boycott whoever you want to, but support. For instance, Jerry Jones, and I've got a huge TV audience in Dallas-Fort Worth tonight, your owner for the Dallas Cowboys has said, any of my players caught kneeling, off the team, right away. No question about it. We're not putting up with that mess. You know, Kaepernick pulled this in San Francisco, where you have to be, you know, a navel-gazing, liberal just to get to go shopping at the local grocery store. And you have to walk over to the, you know, 500 homeless people that they've given complimentary sleeping bags to on the sidewalk just to walk into the building while they're defecating and urinating on the other side of the sidewalk. Like that's the world that Kaepernick came from when he started this mess. But that doesn't hold up in places, you know, that happen to love America, which I sometimes question whether or not San Francisco even wishes to be part of the country anymore. I mean, they're the city that pulled out of the National Terror Task Force, working with the feds to try to make sure that we don't have terrorism, you know, creeping into cities in places. They pulled out of that. They don't want to. They don't want to help the country fight terrorism. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But when President Trump says it, I'll play it for you one more time here. The left in the country lose their God-given ability to think. Like, literally, it just green ooze started coming out of their, you know, the stuff that when they cook the lobster and the brains that you, when you crack it open, that's what it is. That started coming out of their ears, oozing down their neck. When Trump said what he said. Let's play it one more time, Nick. This is President Trump last night.
I'd love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired!
See, here's the other thing that I think is kind of interesting about this. That people are saying, oh, he's not supporting the NFL. No, he is supporting the NFL. He's supporting the owners and the teams that are conducting themselves with integrity. He wants to fire the ones that want to do what Gino described. Show up for work and use their time. Use the office time to hold their protests. Okay, so the statement from NFL Commissioner Goodell. The NFL and our players are at our best when we help create a sense of unity in our country and our culture. There's no better example than the amazing response from our clubs and players to the terrible natural disasters we've experienced over the last month. Divisive comments like these demonstrate an unfortunate lack of respect for the NFL, our great game, all our players, and a failure to understand the overwhelming force for good our clubs and players represent in our communities. Blah, blah, blah. It's a bunch of pablum nothing. Thanks, Roger Goodell. Just, you know, made my night to read all of that. Doesn't mean anything. Love America. Love your employer. Or don't work for them. And go somewhere else, said Kevin.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Let's go right back to the phones. Some of you wanting to weigh in, 888-340-3373. Arthur is in Brooklyn, New York, on line one. Hello, Arthur. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Good to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
What's your thought on this?
And, I think that there'd be no grandstand or arena for this man to point out the simple fact that there's a double standard that is touching people, not just in America, but all around the world. Because this sport is being watched all around the world.
So you think that, Arthur, you think that he can do that while he's on the job?
He can do it on the job because the people that come to the stadium,
sure,
to watch the game.
But the owner has the right to fire him if he does it on the job, and part of his job is to make the game look good. I mean, these players are not oppressed kids. They're making millions of dollars. They live much better than you and I, and they're hired to do a job. And if they're not doing that job for any reason that they wish, the owners can fire them, right?
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
Right.
As far as the hiring and the firing, but as long as any one is working for the employer, he has a right to view to voice his view of how he feels he's being treated, not just on the field, but on the way home from the field. When he's going home, and he has
to. Yeah, but it doesn't have anything to do with his employer. What if he has an issue with the police? That's between him and the police. It's not between him and his employer. And that's the thing. Like, Kaepernick could have set up, especially since he's not employed anymore, he could have set up a huge organization and started addressing this off the field. He didn't want that. He wanted to draw attention to himself on the field. And he damaged the brand of not only his team, but of the NFL as a whole. And I think that's what fans are understanding, and they've kind of tapped into. And a lot of us have lost patience with it. Arthur, I appreciate your conversation, though. Thanks for being here and expressing your opinion. We always enjoy hearing from everyone that wishes to. If you'd like to, kmcradio@gmail.com is my email address. You can get the podcast of this show, the video and the audio, by going to thebingethinker.com, thebingethinker.com. You can also join all of my social media in that same spot as well. If you're in Brooklyn, where Arthur is, you can catch me weekdays at 5 p.m. on AM 970 The Answer locally, and in national syndication across the country as well at 5 o'clock Eastern as well. So all of that being said, it's been a great night, and thanks to the Christian Solidarity International, MyPillow, Balance of Nature, and Landmark Capital for making it all happen as we come your way every Saturday night live from New York on Radio Night Live. We'll see you next week. Dr. Jeannie Zeno will be with us to discuss all things politics. Have a great night.
Have a chance with you.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today. 2, 4, 6, 8.